Okay, we are continuing in the Drasha Saran in the Drusha Chadasar in the Mosad Rav Kook's run, page Taf Chaf Hey. So this is the Drasha about Parsha Shoftim. So the Ran already explained the first couple of psukim that there's a mitzvah to have judges and that they should judge properly. And now we're continuing. Now that the Torah told us the mitzvah to have judges and that they should judge properly, so the next step is so now the next thing is that the Torah wants to tell the judges the averus that they need to be most vigilant about, the things they have to be very careful to make sure that they root out. The who? You guessed it, Avodah Zarah. And the Avodah Zarah is the thing they have to be the most careful about, v'nimshech mimena, things that comes from Avodah Zarah. So that's what the psukim are about to talk about, is the Isra of Avodah Zarah. V'avabisha shoresh kodim b'teva b'seder la'anafim l'sifim. Even though the roots come before the branches, and as if you look in the Chumash, you'll see the first pasuk does not say, don't worship Avodah Zarah. That comes a little bit later. We talk about Avodah Zarah. But the first couple things we talk about is things that are a result of Avodah Zarah, reasons. Meaning, the first thing it talks about is that you should not plant a tree on Har HaBayis. Okay, there's an Isser, Daraisa, to plant a tree on Har HaBayis. And the reason for that is because the Amorim used to plant trees in their houses of idol worship. So therefore, since the Goyim used that, I guess it was their signature thing, trees, so since they used to plant that in their idol worship houses and bow to it, so Hashem says, don't do that in the Har HaBayis. So now, the Ran is saying, that's really like a branch, not the root. The root is, don't do Avodah Zarah. Something that branches off from that is, don't plant trees in your houses of worship, in the Beis HaMikdash, on the Har HaBayis, because it looks like Avodah Zarah. So the Ran's just saying, why is it that the Torah starts off with something like a branch of not planting a tree instead of starting off, just start off saying, don't do Avodah Zarah. So, the reason is since the branches, the things that come off of Avodah Zarah are not as serious, not as chomer as Avodah Zarah itself, it's more likely people will do that avera. As opposed to Avodah Zarah itself, people are conditioned to not do that. It's unlikely people do that avera. In other words, it wants to start off with the averas that people are more likely to do. So if it starts off saying, you know, don't pray in a Catholic church, well, okay, I'm used to not that. But what about something that's not as crystal clear like that? Like I'm putting something up in a shul for the Torah, you know, for Hashem. A similar concept might be when they first started putting organs in shul. So all the Gedolim, the Chassam Sofer, were very against organs in the shul, not because there's anything wrong with the organ itself, but it's because it was being copied from other religions. So therefore, it's easier to try to convince people to have organs in their shul when there's nothing wrong with the organ if you're using it as part of davening. But the problem was is that it looks like we know where everyone knows where it came from, and it looks like similar to the way other people worship other religions. So in similar concept, the Torah said don't put trees in your house of worship, and it knew it's more likely that people will do that because there's nothing, you're not worshiping Avodah Zarah, you're putting it in the Har HaBayis. So therefore the Torah wanted to start off with that Isser because it's more likely people will do it as opposed to Avodah Zarah, which the Ran says was people didn't used to do that. Everybody knows Avodah Zarah is wrong and people didn't used to do that. Like is hinted to in this parashah, like we'll explain further. It seems a little strange. Tanakh is full of people doing Avodah Zarah, so I'm not sure what this means. But anyway, that's what he says. It's unlikely people do Avodah Zarah itself. So the first thing the Torah says is don't plant the tree in Har HaBayis, even not to worship it for Avodah Zarah. Even though there's nothing wrong with planting a tree, certainly in Har HaBayis to make it beautiful, there shouldn't have been something wrong with that. But because the Amorites used to do this in their houses of idol worship, therefore for Hashem wanted to keep us away from their ways, Hashem said, don't do that. Vishadimyon Chalushe Hadeos Yishva Hadvarim Shinigleim Domim. Because people who are not thinking so much, they'll just say it's all the same. Yeah, we worship, you worship, it's all the same thing. Even though they're very different, your idol worship, we're serving Hashem, but if it looks on the outside like it's the same, so someone who's not thinking so much might think, it's all the same stuff. And therefore the Torah said, don't do it. This is the same reason that Matzeva is Aser. Matzeva is an altar to sacrifice on, made out of one stone. Hashem said, don't do that. Even though Hashem liked it in the days of the Avos, Rashi says, the reason why we can't do it is because even though there's nothing really wrong with it, but because, again, this is something the Amorim did to worship idols, they used to like this type of altar, therefore Hashem said, don't use an altar like that for me. Again, same reason. Okay, so those are the first two things the Torah says not to do. V'samach l'zeh, then the next thing seems not connected. The next thing the Torah says is, lo sizbach l'Hashem elokecha shor v'aser asher yiyeh bomum. Do not sacrifice a korban to me that has a blemish in it. Don't sacrifice a cow that's missing a leg or has whatever blemish into it. V'tzarech tam l'smicha zeh. So the Ran says, this is very strange. This has to be explained. What this pasuk had anything to do with the things we were just saying till now. What is not bringing a carbon with a mum have anything to do with avodah zara? So we need to explain this to levayir lama ba achar hazharas avodah zara and explain why this came after the isurim of avodah zara. V'ra isilah b'avram zal b'zed dvarim shenim aspikim. So the Ran says Ibn Ezra has a pshat, but I don't like it. So I'll just leave that there. Val daiti. This is what the Ran thinks the right pshat is. Pnei shekasov shehashem yizbarach sonei hamatzeva. It says that Hashem hates matzevas, which is, again, a certain type of altar that the Amorites used for their avodah zarah. Av bisha avatchil, even though Hashem used to, when the avos did, Hashem used to like it when people offered him a carbon on this type of altar, this matzeva, but Hashem now hates it. Why? Lefisha heim ahivua, because the goyim liked it. Since the goyim used it for their avodah zarah, now Hashem doesn't want it anymore for his service, for karbanos. Imkain, if so. The Ran says, since we don't want to do what they do, perhaps maybe we should do what they don't want to do. Anything to be not like them. So if we don't want to do what they do, maybe we should want to do what they don't do. So since Goyim, when they worship their avodah zarah, they also won't bring a cow missing a leg. So maybe we should say, okay, if this is part of their service, they won't offer a cow that's missing a leg. Maybe we, Dafka, should offer a cow missing a leg. Aval nache kamum and chenim archikim. Maybe we should not use blemishes that they accept, but v'lanarchik mashem archikim. But blemishes that they do accept that they won't use for avodah zarah, like a big one, like missing a leg, maybe we should, Dafka, bring animals missing legs, because this way it'll be not like the guy. You might have thought that. Lefikach, therefore, Pirish v'amar shena davarkein. Therefore, the Torah is coming to tell you, don't think like that. This is not similar to the matzeva. She'asur lanu lezbach l'Hashem l'kenu kol behemesh tia balasmim. So Hashem is telling you, no, I do not want you to bring any carbon that has a blemish. O shiyah ba'kol davar ra me'ezim min shiyah, or has anything wrong with it. V'asinasiba bazeh, and the reason is, and that's the pasuk continues to explain why, v'amar ki tov as Hashem l'kecha'u. The reason is because bringing a sacrifice with missing a leg is an abomination to God. Kolomer, that means to say, Kishar advarim kulim shemana makasiv shalali damas kemaaseim, all the other stuff that Hashem told us not to do so that we shouldn't be like the Goyim. Ein behem damrishi mashech mimanu bizayin avonis Hashem isbarach. Hashem tells us not to bring a carbon, a sacrifice, on a matzeva type altar, so we'll bring on another type altar. There's no lack of honor to Hashem by doing that. That is not the case. If we would be Hashem, if the sacrifices we would bring, in order to not be like the Kohen, we'd dafka bring animals that were warped and weird and had things wrong with them. That would be a lack of kavod to Hashem. Our services to God would be disgraceful. Would be bizayon. Kinin shekasev, like the pasuk famously says, hakrifeu na lefecha secha yirtzecha yisefanecha. If you wanted to bring a gift to your to a king or to an officer to that you should find favor in that guy's eyes, you want right? So you wouldn't bring something that was disgusting or broken and run down. You bring the best stuff. So similarly, even though Goyim also care about this, but Hashem doesn't want karbanos and service that is a bizayon, that doesn't that's disgraceful. So that's why Hashem says, don't do that. Don't bring karbanos that have things wrong with them. And again, obviously Hashem doesn't care for himself. Hashem doesn't need our karbanos at all. A big part of our avodas Hashem is to act in the proper way. It has an effect on us, and it's the way Hashem wants it. Okay, anyway, Vachash Israel Advarim Asurim Techok Avodah Zarah. Now that we got finished talking about the things that are forbidden because they're the way Avodah Zarah people act, Hischa Bonash Avodah Zarah Atzma. We then go on to talking about Avodah Zarah itself and its punishment. Vachash V'Bachron, again, it's written at the end, L'Rochak Metzias Adover, because people are unlikely to actually do Avodah Zarah, Iran has said. Okay. Fine. V'hischil v'amr, and it begins and says, Ki matzei b'kir b'cha b'achad sherecha. If you will find amongst you in your gates, so mipnei she'inin haya hazeh haya rachak shi matzei sheish mitzvel yechilech v'yavod avodah zarah. So since it's very unlikely to find a yid who would go ahead and go into a church, you know, and will go worship avodah zarah, ma'shein ki b'shar averis asher yikash l'bam ra'ig b'im l'tok if a yitzer, as opposed to other averos that it's many people fall in, or nechshal in, because they have a strong yitzhar, let's say, whatever avera it is. A person wants to make money, they cheat a business, that's an avera, but it's an avera that's hard to withstand, and not as chamer as opposed to avodah zarah, so it's unlikely people will go worship avodah zarah. Lefikach, therefore, ksiv, it says, v'hugad l'cham v'shamata v'darash deitev. The pasuk therefore says, before you go kill this guy who you think did avodah zarah, check it out really well. Right, it says, investigate it well. Don't be so quick to assume that this guy actually worshipped avodah zarah. Check into it well. We find this lashon in three places. Ha'echad, first place is Be'ir Hanidachas, by case of Be'ir Hanidachas. And Be'ir Hanidachas is a city where most of the city worshipped avodah zarah. So in discussing that, the Torah uses that. Shekasuv ba, it says, V'darashta v'chakarta v'sha'alta heitev, you'll be darish, you'll look into it, v'chakarta, you'll investigate it, v'sha'alta, you'll ask questions, heitev, very well, v'idei emes nachon advar, and you'll find it's true that most of the city worshipped avodah zarah, you kill them all. Okay, so that's one place where you see the Torah says, check it out well. V'asheni kan, b'avodah zarah, the second place is here by avodah zarah, where it says, v'darash teitev, v'idei emes nachon advar, it says you'll check into it carefully, and you'll find it's true that the person worshipped avodah zarah. In the third case is Be'edim Zomimin, the case of Edim Zomimin. Edim Zomimin means two witnesses come in and say that they saw someone, let's say, kill someone else. And then a second set of witnesses came in and say, you first set of witnesses, you couldn't possibly have seen, let's say, Reuven kill Shimon because you were with us that day in a totally different place. You said Reuven killed Shimon in New York, you were with us in Baltimore that day, you couldn't possibly have seen that. That's called Edim Zomimin, where the Edim who said that they saw something were proven to be liars by two other witnesses who said, you were with us, so you couldn't have seen it. Okay, that's Edim Zomimin. So in that case, the Pasuk says, V'darshu ha-shoftim heitev. It also says, this, look into it well. Darshu heitev, they have to look into it well. So the Ran wants to explain why by these three things does the Torah say, look into it extra well, as opposed to all other averos. So, even though Chazal make a drasha that Beis Din has to look into stuff well, even by money matters, by everything, then we make drashas to say that what applies to one applies to the other. Like it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and the Gemara says, how do we know this is true? That you have to check into any case well. Amri Yehuda Makrakas, the Pasuk says, V'darashta v'chakarta v'sha'alta heitev, b'ir hanidachas, it says, the Pasuk, look into it well by ir hanidachas. And it says, V'ugad l'cha v'shamata v'darashta heitev b'avodah zarah, it also says, look into it well by avodah zarah. And v'darsha shoftim heitev b'idim zomin, also says, look into things well by idim zomin. So, and Chazal make a drasha that those halachas of checking into things well apply by all halachos, by all court cases, even money cases. Still, the Ran says, I still think, there's a reason why the Torah specifically wrote by avodah zarah and ir hanidachas and edim zomin specifically by those three places, look into it well. There is something to that. L'hayir osanu, to let us, to point out to us, shekol davar shemitziuso rachok, that anything that is unlikely that it really happened, ein roi she'aminu hashoftim, so the judges shouldn't be quick to believe that it did, v'sheyanshu hanechshad alav, and to punish the one who's suspected of it, who's alleged to have done it, el achar hadrisha gdola, only after really strong investigation. Ukefi rocha kamatias, and the more unlikely it is to be true, kenya inin roi hu shetia hadrisha yosri gdola, then they have to check into it more. The more unlikely it is to have happened, the more Beistin has to really investigate it to see that it's absolutely true. Tain Suffolk, and there is no doubt. She'ein b'Torah avera yosech hamura me'avodah zarah. There is nothing worse in the Torah. There's no worse avera in the Torah other than avodah zarah. That is the worst. Ukefi chomer shabah roi elios nechshaleh me'otim, and because it's such a severe avera, it should be that the people who do it are few and far between. V'she'ein roi she'ichashin she'nechshal ba'ish, and we shouldn't assume anyone did avodah zarah. Rak achar chakira gemur, unless we do a really thorough investigation and find out that it's true. But what's even more unlikely than that? She'ir achas kula yaskima nashela lavor avora avera chamura, to say that an entire city, the case of the Ir HaNidachas, where most of the city worshipped avodah zarah, not just one person, a whole city, to say a whole city worshipped avodah zarah, that's really unlikely. Therefore, by the case of Ir HaNidachas, the Torah went out of its way to say the most strong words about check into this really, really, really well. Therefore, it doubled the way it was talking. It doubled down and said, look into it, investigate it, ask a lot of questions, look into it well. A lot of ways of saying look into things well. Because it's very unlikely to be true, because the Avera is such a great Avera. Number one. And number two, because to say that so many people did the Avera, not only it's a serious Avera, also so many people did the Avera, that's incredibly unlikely. Therefore, Beistin should not believe it unless they had a very thorough investigation to make sure it's true. Aval yachid ha'ovid avodah zarah, but an individual doing avodah zarah, ein mitziyus aracha kol kach, it's not that unlikely. K'mitziyus rabim ha'ovdin osah, like as compared to a whole city worshipping avodah zarah. V'mipnei zeh, because of this, lo tziva ha'shoftim lehaflag v'chakira kol kach, therefore the Torah didn't command the shoftim to investigate as strongly, k'mosh tziva b'ir nidachas, like it commanded them by Ir HaNidachas. Shesham amar, because by Ir HaNidachas it says, v'darashta v'chakata v'sha'alta heitev. That's four words. Investigate and look into it. V'kano amar, by an individual doing avodah zarah, just says, v'darashta heitev, look into it well. So because it's not as crazy for it to be true that an individual did avodah zarah. V'aval pichin, and even so, mipnei shemitzo ish echa nichshal b'avodah zarah, yosir rachak mihi matzo nichshal b'shar v'ez b'nei chomer shabbah. Still, even though doing avodah zarah is still a very serious avera, and it's unlikely a person would do that as opposed to all other averas, therefore, dafka specifically by avodah zarah, it says v'darash teitev lahoro selinu, to teach us shein roi lachshad chshad lahanish ish mishal davar hamrucha kizayim lo achar tova drisha. Therefore, the Torah specifically says by avodah zarah, be very careful because it's such a serious avera, it's not likely someone did it. Therefore, the Torah wants us to be very careful that we're sure we're right. That the person really did it. Okay, we're going to stop here. The next time, Ron will explain what's special about Edom Zomamin, that it needs also those words that the Beis Din should check it out really well. Okay.